Thank you. You may be seated. Junior worship is now dismissed for those in kindergarten through sixth grade. And we are like really short on time. So I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're starting a new series this morning, but I am not going to take the time. We're at about 10 till right now. So this is what we're going to do. You know, what God has impressed upon me over this past week is that He wants to meet with all of us throughout life, throughout the different phases of life. And, you know, we see the young kids there, and they're young, and they're just starting on their journey. We saw the graduates with Casey and with Brittany and the hallmarks of the life's accomplishments. And God desperately, and He desires to meet with all of us throughout all phases of life. And then a gentleman, Fred Black, who passed away, he met him in the passing from this life to the next. I'm going to just share with you the book of James, chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. And the scripture tells us, and James writes, he says, James, a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Now listen to this. Meet God in life. If any person lacks wisdom, let them ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to them. But let them ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that person suppose that he or she will receive anything from the Lord. They're a double-minded man, a double-minded person, unstable in all their ways. James was the leader of the church at Jerusalem. He was a convert after Jesus was resurrected. He was the brother of Jesus, the oldest brother. And so you have to think about him. His nickname was James the Just. He was all about moral and ethical living. And so he's writing to these individuals. The dispersion, the diaspora, the original Greek text, it indicates that it has been scattered abroad. That has been thrown aside. This is most likely written or penned as a result of the stoning of Stephen. You'll find that in Acts chapter 8. And so Stephen is stoned, and then the persecution comes. And many times, friends, we are like the individual driving down the road in a countryside, and he sees a man sitting on the fence rail, and he pulls up and he says, What are you doing? He says, I'm sitting here watching the cars go by. And he said, I couldn't live like that, the gentleman driving the car. He said, all you do is you sit there and you watch the cars go by. I am busy. I'm running here and running there, going here, doing this, doing that. And he said, ah, my friend, it's all the same. I sit here and watch the autos go by. You sit in your vehicle and you watch the fence rows go by. It's all a perspective. You see, God wants to meet us in life, no matter what comes against us, no matter what happens, no matter where we're at, no matter what we're dealing with. He, in verse 5, says, if you lack wisdom, let you ask God. Seek God, meet with God, engage God, encounter the Lord. And here's the reason, because God has a purpose. He has a general purpose, and we can see that with the Greek word diaspora, that being scattered. And you can look all through the annals of the church history. And you can see that when the church was planted throughout, it was as a result of persecution. And God allowed that to happen because those Christians, they would take the gospel, they would take the truth with them, and then they would share it. And so, friends, it doesn't mean more or less of a physical, geographical area, but what it means is a moral, a spiritual dispersion. We could stop right here and we could say, are we living like the world? Are we living in such a way that we don't even share, that we don't even, through our lives, experience or exemplify something different? And we could ask this question and just pause right here. Are you and am I part of the spiritual dispersion, the spiritual scattering? Are we or are our lives nothing different than what the world? Because, friends, God has a general purpose, and that is to share His love. That's to share His truth. It doesn't matter the job, the vocation, what you do, where you go. It matters not. That purpose is that God has you, and He has me there for a reason, and that's to express His love, to share His love, to share His truth with all of those individuals you come in contact with and come across. But He also has a specific purpose, and a specific purpose we find in verse 4. But let patience have its perfect work, that you and I may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. You see, oftentimes as troubles and the difficulties, they assail our life. And the last thing that we do is we look to God. And the first thing that we should do is to look to God. Because God is allowing that to come into our life for a reason and a purpose, because He wants to make us more holy. He wants to make us more Christ-like. He wants to move us along, as the quote theological term is, along the path of sanctification. He wants to change us. He wants to mold us. He wants to form us into His image. He wants to shape us in so that we can reflect Him. And so we have the general overarching purpose of God. We also have the specific purpose of God, of what He wants to do in your life and through your life. But then we also have the perfecting purpose of God. And this is where I'm going to leave us here this morning. The perfecting purpose of God. If you lack wisdom, ask God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach. And friends, the promise is it will be given. I don't know about you, but I've been in situations and times and difficulties, and things have come against me, and quite honestly, I have been lacking. I did not know what to do. I did not know where to turn. I did not know how to even respond. And the answer is, go to God. Meet God. Seek God. And the promise isn't He might give it to you. The promise isn't He will give it to you. The promise is it will happen. He will give you the wisdom. Wisdom is understanding and knowledge applied in an ethical way. And that, my friends, is wisdom. And that is exactly what we're going to find as we journey through the entire book of James. We're going to take section by section. We are going to find how James employs these short little pithy sayings to say this is how you morally and ethically are to live. But the foundation, friends, is this: meet God. At every phase of life, it doesn't matter if you are 2 years old, it doesn't matter if you are just graduating, it doesn't matter if you're 30 years old, it matters not if you are 50 years old, it doesn't matter if you are in hospice, meet God. Meet God in where you are at in life. Seek His face, chase after Him, because friends, He will never, ever, 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 if you are chasing after Him and seeking Him with your whole heart, He will never, ever, ever let you down. He will meet with you. He will provide you what you need to sustain you. And there's the bell. That's my challenge. That's all I have. I have a whole lot more, but we're going to leave it at that this morning. And this week has been a week of me just seeing the hallmarks of life and how it doesn't matter how old or how young or the state, the situation of life, but it matters. The question is, am I meeting God? Are you chasing after the Lord? Are you seeking His wisdom? Are you seeking His face? Are you chasing after the one who knows all, who is all? And there's so many different things that we could just unpack here this morning, but out of respect for time, my challenge, no matter where you find yourself, no matter what you find yourself facing, seek God. And His promise will always be this: He will bless you with wisdom. He will bless you with peace. He will bless you with courage. He will bless you with guidance. But as Jesus says, those who ask, they will receive. And those who seek, they shall find. And those who knock, it will be opened to them. If we fail to ask, we will never receive. If we fail to seek, we will never find. If we fail to knock, it will never be opened. And that is exactly where we need to get to. We need to ask, and believe. When we ask, as James says, if you doubt, you're unstable. Believe that God will provide the wisdom and the answers and the direction and the guidance and everything that you need. The trouble that we get into, we might even ask. But then, at least for me, sometimes I don't listen. And so when we ask, we need to listen. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, we thank You for this quick word. We thank You for Your holy writ. We thank You for the opportunity in what James says to seek God, to ask God. No matter what we're facing, Lord, we're not facing persecution in this country as the first century Christians were when James was writing them to encourage them. We're not facing the difficulties that they faced. But yet the message is true. The message is pure. The message is essential for all of us. that you have a general purpose to share your gospel. So no matter where we find ourselves, in our jobs, in our vocations, in our travels, I pray that you would grant us all boldness and courage, that we in our lives and in our conduct and in our actions, we would share your love with others. And Jesus, we thank you for the specific purpose of how you want to, you just use different things in our life to shave off and to smooth out those rough spots in our life, to help us deal with those difficulties and those actions and behaviors that constantly assail us. And Jesus, we thank you for your perfecting purpose, the purpose to chase after you, to seek your face, to run after you. And Lord, I pray you would give us all the courage and discipline and diligence to chase after you each and every day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being a God who is merciful, for being a God who is gracious, for being a God who yearns to commune and meet with us. I pray for all of us this morning that you would just constantly remind us that we truly do need to seek you. May we bless you in our lives, that we live and we lead. We pray this in the honorable name of Jesus, our wonderful Savior and Lord, we pray. Amen.